Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, a brand new song from Michael Franti. Baby, I got you, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's cute, and it's funny because I've heard it a couple times now, and it's catchy. You'll hear it again at 8 o'clock, and you'll already know it and be singing along and dancing to it. And you're alone, so just go for it, you know. Dance all you want. Well, maybe you're not alone. I don't know what you're doing. Time for Celebrity Trash, you guys, here on Hope Day. And it's brought to you by nurses. It is National Nurses Week, so let's give time to celebrate these frontline workers, the people who are out there keeping us safe. You turn up at the hospital, there they are like, oh, come on in. Let's get you better. You know, or however they greet people. I'm not sure if that's what they say, but I imagine that. I don't know. I try to avoid hospitals.
I think they start with, put your mask on.
Oh, yeah, they're like, they're behind a shield going, okay, what do you think is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I don't know, my knee's bleeding, help. Anyway, please text us if you have a specific nurse in your life. Like Annie was saying, she has six people in her direct family circle that are all nurses. Like this is, she's got to be, it's scary. These are people who are going right out into it every day.
Well, and I think I want to believe they have better safety equipment by now, but heading into this, they were woefully unprepared for what was to come, and they still went to work, and they still tried to help the people that were coming in at their own risk. So, yeah, so, nurses, thank you.
People got a job to do. Mm-hmm. So if you know a nurse or you want us to shout out a nurse or you are a nurse and you want to get a hello from us, you can text us at 800-400-3697.
I've been meaning to write my buddy Deepak about how he's a doctor in Oakland, and he's
neurosurgeon.
He's a guy who does surgery, but it's all nose, throat.
Ear, nose, throat.
Yeah. So I'm sure he's been dealing with this, but we talked kind of before it started, and then I haven't talked to him since. I'll check in with him and see how things are going because it's be rough.
And for him, actually, you know, that would be if someone's having breathing problems or, you know, he might be exposed to this thing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
If you're looking for something to totally get your mind off this, I don't think he makes any coronavirus jokes. There is a stand-up special. Jerry Seinfeld, 23 Hours to Kill. Oh, maybe he does. 23 Hours to Kill. Here's an hour, and you've got 23 left to kill. It's on Netflix. So maybe it is coronavirus-based.
You know, that's weird. Last night, I had a moment where I was coming back from an errand, and the missus texted me and said, we're going for a drive. We have to kill some time. And I was like, oh. And I just, that term killing time seems like a negative one.
Yes.
And so I wrote her and I was like, oh, bummer. And she said, why, what? And I said, well, killing, if you're killing time, it's a matter, it's, you might as well be wasting time. Like that's right. Just, and I get it. We have kids. So anything to just get them out of the house or do anything. But she didn't mean it that way. I was surprised. She's like, no, it's fine. It's all good. I'm like,
well, the term, though, I agree with you. I feel like, you know, it implies that you're waiting for something. And in the case of isolation, it's bedtime. You know, it's really all I'm waiting for. Kill time all day. And Wait to get into bed. It's not like I'm going to see anybody I care about other than the people I'm isolating with. And
right.
So I totally hear you. Yeah, she should have said, we're going to go for a nice family drive rather than.
She can say what she wants, but I it was interesting. That killing time, 23 hours to kill, you say?
Yeah.
He's That's not wrong. The
23 hours to kill, Jerry Seinfeld stand-up special on Netflix. I guess he right now I'm sure he doesn't, but he does stand-up pretty regularly in New York. Obviously, it's easy for him. He lives there. Bruce Willis and his wife Emma are reunited.
Finally. Oh, good.
I have a few more details about that whole situation. So about 2 months they were apart. She happened to be down in L.A. when this whole thing started and dealing with a needle crisis with her youngest, with their youngest daughter. I think they have a six-year-old who stuck herself in the foot with a needle that she picked up in a park. And they were like,
random.
Ah!
Right.
So by the time they were done with the medical attention there, the lockdown had happened. And he's up in Idaho, which is where they own a house. It turns out Demi Moore owns the house across the street from him. And that's why they're together so much. I guess,
oh,
you know.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
it,
this must be the town they bought way back. It's got to be.
Sounds like they don't own it anymore. You know, it does sound like that town. But I guess that he had a different house there that he wound up selling for $5.5 million in 2018. He sold it. I know. So Sun Valley, Idaho, it looks like his new wife and their two daughters have joined him there. He's been quarantining with ex-wife Demi Moore and their three daughters, Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah. He owns his own home directly across the street from Demi Moore. He sold a totally different house that he owned in the area for $5.5 million. They say it's just been a grand time and tons of quarantine fun.
I would love, and I'm in no way financially capable of doing it, but I would love to own a getaway spot in Montana, Wyoming, Idaho,
Colorado, right.
Anything like that, like where you've got a spot you just split to and you are away from everything that you know, you know?
Does your family get to go there with you or is it?
Yeah, no, I,
oh,
yes.
Oh, they, okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Oh,
great,
you mean,
great.
No,
everyone
gets
like,
to
wow,
go.
He really wants to go be a hermit out in the woods.
No. I mean, that's a place. And I hate to say it, but it's also that thing, something goes down, you want to get away, right?
Like, sure.
They've got
yes.
They've clearly used it.
The thing that gets me about the getaways, though, is I feel like as much as, you know, having one in Wyoming or Colorado or Idaho or whatever, like then you got to get there during the whole S hitting the fan. You know
well,
what I mean?
I'm sure you work that out, right?
Well, hopefully, right? I mean, I guess if you've got enough money to have this secondary place, you've got the means to get there. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm like, I need it to be within range of my electric bike.
Okay.
So I might just go scope out caves up in the hills here.
Those electric bikes will allow you to go a lot farther than you normally would, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. We took it out. We'll take it for a 2-hour ride and come back. I have 80% charge. It's incredible.
Wow.
And we go up and down hills. It's amazing. They're amazing. Specialized. Woo, big ups. And everyone I know is getting electric bikes now.
Is that right?
I'm telling you, I know, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I know 8 people just in my relatively, you know, small circle who now have electric bikes. Pat Marianne, Pat MacGyvered his own. He took old bikes and managed to find a way to put electric motors on them.
Wow.
I know. So, you know, he's that dude. He's crazy with that stuff. He actually took I've told you this, right? He took an old VW bug, the body, and built a electric battery in it.
Yeah.
So
I follow him on Instagram and he occasionally posts and it's stuff like that, his little projects.
He calls it his lightning bug. Adorable. But, you know, I didn't realize that he was capable of doing that stuff until all of a sudden. You know how VW bugs have that certain sound, that old-timey VW motor sound? It's the weirdest thing because he'll pull up to my house and I'm like, that car is silent. You know, it's just so weird to see a bug taken off and it doesn't have that sound. All right, next story. Harry Potter. Oh, my God, Harry Potter.
I love it.
I do too.
I love that world. I never thought I'd say that.
I want to go to Hogwarts.
I love it.
So it looks like J.K. Rowling has announced, well, she announced it last month and it's begun, apparently, thanks to the coronavirus. This is happening. It's an ongoing series called Harry Potter at Home. And this is something you'll be able to share with your kids. And it's, she said, it's a bit of magic to keep children amused and interested while we're on lockdown. It'll feature special guests reading the first Harry Potter book, The Sorcerer's Stone. And let's see, Daniel Radcliffe, the guy who plays Harry Potter, who's now a grown up, he reads the first chapter, The Boy Who Lived. The Boy Who Lived. Future chapters will be released each week throughout the spring into the summer. There are 17 chapters in all, and they're going to each be read by someone different. Not all the readers have been announced, and not all of them are actors from the movie. Some of them... Let's see. David Beckham is going to do a chapter. Dakota Fanning, Eddie Redmayne, who plays Newt Scamander.
Yeah, I didn't like those at all, but okay.
Let's see. The guy who read the British version of the Harry Potter audiobooks, his name is Stephen Fry. He's going to do some of it too, so I'm sure those will be great. To see Daniel, and you can see this too. It's not just the audio, although you can get an audio-only version on Spotify. And you can sign up to be notified when future chapters are released. Go to wizardingworld.com and you can see that first chapter with Daniel Radcliffe reading it. If you or your kids are Harry Potter fans. You know, one of the most... Remember when they shut off our power for 4 or 5 days or whatever the hell it was? Remember that? Remember that back in the good old days when they shut our power off?
Drama just keeps coming, doesn't it?
It really does. We made it. I want to say we read for an hour or two. We'd pass the book around and read it. We got all the way through the first one, and I want to say halfway through the second one before they turned the power back on, and the kids were like, all right, enough of that. But every night, my kids would come out and be like, oh, is it time to read? Because there's nothing. No internet, no nothing. It was kind of nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Writes in a band and he's going to go on to be a big star, right?
Maybe. Who knows? DSG, everybody. I think it fell off my page, though. They put out their first single. Three members of NSYNC, Joey Fatone, not the good ones, but Joey Fatone, Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick, have organized a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Orlando, Florida for the All In Challenge. Vincent, will you enter to win?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Fanatics.com is where you can enter all these all-in challenges. The winning fan will get a 3-night Disney vacation with Joey, Lance, and Chris serving as their tour guides. I mean, these guys are throwing it down. Like, sounds like they're going to host them in Disneyland for Disney World, I should say.
Interesting that it'll end up being three hot 18-year-old girls that win this prize. Amazing. How'd
and
that work out like that?
And 50-year-old dudes who are, you know, hosting them.
Right.
I don't know how old the NSYNC guys are now. They gotta be in their 40s, though, don't they? How old is Justin Timberlake?
I don't know. I guess, yeah, in the 40s, right? They're younger
so.
Than us. They gotta be.
Yeah.
39.
Oh, Justin Timberlake is 39? Okay, so they're still an 18-year-old. That is, there's some disparity there. Anyway, that's just one of the many things you can enter to. When you enter, that money goes to charity, and these people have coughed up some great prizes.
You know, that Timberlake, while I do believe he's very talented, he's a good singer, he's got some good songs, he is in my life daily as Branch the Troll.
Oh.
Every
yes.
day.
Mine too.
Every day with that.
Do you love it?
I do love it. It's pretty good. I mean, I actually... What a lucky thing for Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake to become permanent parts of people's lives by taking on voice work, and it worked out. Trolls is good.
Yeah, and it's one of those movies that it's not like really good kid movies don't fade the way other movies do. You know, like those are like Cars. I still get a check from Cars every quarter. I mean,
watch Cars all the time.
Yeah, it's like $40 a quarter. That's going to be big in retirement. I'm going to need that money.
Right.
So everybody keep watching Cars. And I had, what, 4 lines in the whole thing?
Whatever. You had great lines. That's cool.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, what does Owen Wilson's check look like every month? Because you know his check is significantly larger than mine. I mean, you know, if I'm getting $40 every 3 months, he must be getting $400.
It'd be hard to guess what he's getting. I imagine he's got a piece of the merchandising as well. So
yeah, who knows what his deal was, right? And finally, I'll leave you with this. You can buy Disney face masks now, you guys. They come in 4 packs. They're $19.99. They're donating $1 million from the sales to the coronavirus relief effort. And they're also giving out 1 million masks to children and families in underserved and vulnerable communities across the U.S. So you can feel good about buying some face masks from Disney. And that's it for the early trash. Vinny, what's coming up?
Have you heard about the new murder hornet?
It's scaring the out of me.
Oh, don't let it. But I will tell you about them after these.
No.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.